Finally, the last exercise was similar to this, but it was in the one-dimensional case in which things are easier. So n equal 1, p is in 1, infinity excluding infinity, u is in w1, p of 0, 1. You have to show that u is equal almost everywhere to an absolutely continuous function, without s, sorry, and its classical first derivative u prime exists almost everywhere and belongs to LP of 0, 1. Then you have to prove that the absolute value of u of y minus u of x is less equal than norm, the absolute value of y minus x to the power 1 minus 1 over p times the LP norm of u prime for almost every x and y, and finally conclude that any function in W1p actually coincides almost everywhere with a function in C0 1 minus 1 over p. So the order function over 0 1 with order exponent 1 minus 1 over p, which is 1 over p prime, the conjugate exponent of p. So, as before, take rho in C infinity C of minus 1, 1, be a smooth, even, I mean, in this case, the symmetric is even, modifier. Then, for every epsilon in 0, 1 half, we have that u epsilon is, which is rho epsilon star u, is C infinity of epsilon 1 minus epsilon. I'm sorry, minus 1 plus epsilon. No, it's correct, we are on 0, 1. I was confusing. Now 0, 1. Epsilon 1 minus epsilon. This is clearly the set u epsilon of before. So, for every x and y in 0, 1, there exists epsilon such that x, y are both larger than epsilon and both less than 1 minus epsilon. Therefore, the fundamental theorem of calculus implies that u epsilon of x minus u epsilon of y is equal to the integral from y to x of u epsilon prime of z in dz. Since u is in W1p of 0, 1, we know that u epsilon converges to u in W1p log. You saw this during the lecture. Therefore, u epsilon prime converges to du in LP log. Du here denotes the weak derivative, just to have a different notation, even though it's still a scalar. So that u epsilon prime converges to du in L1 log, because 0, 1 is a finite measure. This ensures the convergence of this term. And then, if we take x and y to be Lebesgue points of u, u epsilon of x converges to u of x, u epsilon of y converges to u of y, and therefore, passing to the limit here, we get u of x minus u of y equal integral from y to x du of z in dz. Therefore, fix y to be a Lebesgue point, we have that u of x is equal to u of y, which now is a number, plus integral from y to x du of z in dz for almost every x in 0, 1. Notice that the function which sends x into number plus, I mean, u of y plus integral from y to x and u of z in dz is well defined for every x because there is a number, y is fixed, plus integral from some number to x of a function which is an LP. Therefore, it's in L1, so it's totally well defined. And not only is well defined, but it is an absolutely continuous function. This is a result from functional analysis or real analysis, it depends on where you saw it, but it's also not difficult to show that the integral of an L1 log function is an absolutely continuous function. Therefore, if we set u tilde of x to be this function, we have that clearly u tilde of x coincides with u of x almost everywhere. And not only, let's check the first derivative. Well, u tilde of x plus h minus u tilde of x is the integral from x to x plus h of du of z. Therefore, the limit of the incremental ratio is the limit of 1 over h integral from x to x plus h of du of z in dz, which is the u of x for almost every x. Therefore, the derivative, the classical derivative of the absolutely, this absolutely continuous function exists almost everywhere, and it is equal to the u. Therefore, it's also an LP. And then we are done. Now, Hölder's inequality implies immediately that whenever we take x and y in 0, 1, let's take x larger than y, otherwise switch the order. The absolute value of u tilde of x minus u tilde of y, where u tilde is this function defined above, is equal to the absolute value of the integral from y to x of u tilde prime or du. It's the same we just proved. Therefore, it's less equal than the integral from y to x of the absolute value of u tilde prime. Now we use Hölder, so this is contained, controlled by the integral from y to x of the absolute value of u tilde prime to the power p, all to the power 1 over p, times integral from y to x of 1 minus 1 over p, This gives us x minus y to 1 minus 1 over p. We can put an absolute value because with this argument we could also switch the roles. Times this, I mean, x. Instead of an integral from y to x, we exaggerate, we put the integral from 0 to 1. Why? Because y, the segment yx is of course inside 0, 1, so if we put the full interval, we take a larger integral. And this is exactly the LP norm of u prime tilde. Finally, notice that u is equal to u prime tilde, and so we are done. Finally, in point B clearly implies that u tilde is a is an Euler function with Euler exponent 1 minus 1 over p, then u is equal to u tilde almost everywhere, and so we are done. This was very simple with this kind of argument. Notice, that, by the way, that we can also choose p equal infinity in this exercise as soon as we say that 1 over infinity is 0. Indeed, I don't know why Evans avoided this case. I just decided to avoid it like it said, but that clearly works. I mean, the point is that it's a particular case of the previous one, because, of course, intervals are bounded convex set in the real, sets in the real line. However, notice that if p is equal to 1, here the Euler exponent becomes 0. So we would get only continuous. But we know from part A that the function u coincides with the function u tilde, which is actually absolutely continuous. This is just to say that sometimes this numerology with the exponents may be misleading, in the sense that one would be tempted to say, if I put p equal 1 and p equal infinity, I also get these very nice results. With care, p equal infinity, yes, we get the right result because C01 is indeed Lipschitz. But p equal 1, no, because we get only continuous. I mean, it's not wrong, it's correct. We get continuous function, in particular, it's continuous. But this statement does not give us the full strong result. And with this, I thank you for your attention.